Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 15th, 2016. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and toys and depressing things. But first, let's talk about the box office. Star Wars is still number one with $42 million. The Revenant was number two with $39.8 million. Daddy's Home was number three with $15 million. The Forest, number four, $12.7 million. And Sisters rounded out the top five with $7.1 million. New this week, you can see Ride Along 2, 13 Hours, Norm of the North, and others try to compete to dethrone Star Wars. Based on the gap between 1 and 2 this week, we might be seeing something like that happen soon, but it might not be today. In the news, the world was left a little darker this week as we saw the passings of numerous celebrities, including Alan Rickman and David Bowie. Each was 69. Well, you probably know Alan Rickman from Harry Potter or Die Hard or Galaxy Quest or dozens of other non-genre films. You might not have heard as much about David Bowie if you're on the younger side of things or know that you've heard him. No Time Like the Present to check out Hunky Dory, or Ziggy Stardust, or Scary Monsters, or Black Star's final album, which was released last week. David Margulies also died. He was the mayor in The Ghostbusters, and Tony Soprano's lawyer. He was 78. Lorne Michaels announced Mejor, which I might be pronouncing incorrectly, because I never really am good at foreign languages. I'm sorry. Anyway, a new comedy channel went live from Lorne Michaels, featuring videos with the likes of Fred Armisen and Horatio Sanz doing action figure boxings on Espanol, which you really owe it to yourself to see. It's subtitled and it's hilarious. It's fantastic. You gotta check it out. Oscar nominations are out this week. Star Wars didn't get Best Picture. Mad Max Fury Road did. So that's worth a look, I would say. If you haven't seen Mad Max Fury Road, it's worth seeing. It was good times. J.J. Abrams was doing a movie called Valencia, which is now called 10 Cloverfield Lane. This may be a huge deal, but I don't know yet. Mary Elizabeth Winstead and John Goodman are in the trailer, in a bunker. You can see it right now. It's attached to a movie in theaters, and you can stream it. Jake Kasdan has signed on to direct the Jumanji remake. The Wonder Woman movie supposedly takes place during World War I, so says Chris Pine. The movie is due in June 2017. Weezer is releasing a new compilation album that's white with a new single, King of the World. The Twin Peaks revival is now slated for early 2017. The X-Files 6-episode reboot, re-miniseries, whatever you want to call it, will be on later this month, I believe in about a week. Heroes Reborn has been canceled. On sale, Entertainment Earth. The surreal sale is on. Buy one, get one 40% off. Save on bed and bath, barware, cookie jars, mugs, and more from everything. We got Deadpool, Avengers, Pac-Man, Attack on Titan, Adventure Time, Sonic the Hedgehog, Marilyn Monroe, and more. Check it out, but hurry. Sale ends Tuesday. In the news this week, we're seeing some of our first pre-Toy Fair announcements, including the Transformers Titans Return Leader Soundwave. It looks big, it looks neat, and it looks not entirely dissimilar from Blaster. Funko announced its next Takari figure, Stitch 626. Already sold out. We just posted it at 9 a.m. Pacific this morning. We post our Hikari figures at about 9 a.m. Pacific every week, so if you want to get on these things before they sell out, check our website, 9 a.m. Pacific. Because this one's gone. I didn't get one. I know. New arrivals. Batman the Animated Series Talia al Ghul Femme Fatale statue is an Entertainment Earth exclusive, and it's in stock now. It is one of the only Talia animated collectibles I can name. I think there was an action figure. I don't know if there was much else. So get yours while you can. We restocked a few individual, not assortment, Black Series Star Wars figures, including Captain Rex and Commander Wolf from last year. Check our site for availability. They should be here now, and don't forget we have a free shipping offer if you order $79 worth of in-stock items. And we've certainly got that. New pre-orders include, oh boy, we got a lot, Star Wars Micro Machines Kylo Ren vehicle storage case. I ordered one. The Star Wars Force Awakens 3¼-inch Jungle and Space Wave 4 action figure cases and sets. I ordered that too. Han Solo, Hask Thug, and Jedi Training Resistance Rey are included. The Firefly Complete and Official Map of the Verse, Rolled, is now up for order. Combiner Wars Voyager, Wave 6, with Skylinks and Onslaught. I ordered that too. G2 Transformers Superion, the whole box set with Generation 2 colors. Ordered that too. The Pop Vinyl Supernatural Bobby, Independence Day Steve Hiller, and David Levinson, and the Alien are up. Probably going to need to order those. The Star Wars Empire Strikes Back Millennium Falcon floating version vehicle. Pretty cool. And, oh, I also ordered the Star Wars Force Awakens Class 1 Vehicles Wave 2 case, which has Ezra's speeder bike. And this, my friends, is why I can't afford to leave the house. We added lots of other new pre-order items. Marvel Legends is now a 3¾-inch action figure assortment. They're using the name for both, I guess. 8 new figures, one of each per case, so you can just get the case and you're done. We added a lot of new Spider-Man stuff. We added some new Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk. There's a lot of new stuff. Hulk has a new color of pants, and really, what more could you ask for in life? If you have 2 pairs of pants that fit, you're doing okay. If you got 3 or 4, you're doing better. Now Hulk has blue pants, so his life is going in the right direction. That's all I got. I will see you on the next episode of the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Check us out on Twitter at EntEarth. If you have questions for me, I am at Adam16Bit, ADAM16BIT. I complain about all kinds of things, but really what you need to follow is EntEarth, EntEarth, because they're going to tell you about all the new stuff we're selling, and they're going to complain about life a lot less than I am. But I can answer your questions if you have any. You can also leave comments and questions on our website, and check us out on our blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.